So here we have it. Political theater, the hoax, exposed again and again and again and again. Over and over again, politicians are being caught on hot mics calling it political theater and keeping up the illusion of social distancing, only to be caught without masks that they are unconstitutionally mandating others to wear.
So, Wendy,
I'm waiting so that we can do a little political theater.
Folks, here's the bottom line. They know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. So let's get started. Did you see this hypocrisy? The D.C. mayor exempts lawmakers while mandating new mask orders for the people that she is to serve. Then next up, we have the Jezebelian governor, Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan, who told businesses that if customers do not comply with their unlawful orders, that they should not allow them to buy or sell. Then we have Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti looking out for your best interests when he said either comply or else. We will shut off your water and your electricity. What of the New Mexico governor? Well, she wants to show you her mercy and compassion in closing down grocery stores. Yes, you heard me right, grocery stores. And yes, of course, in all this, the people are being tested and gauged to see how far that they can go. As they say, friends, they will always do with whatever you let them get away with, and I'm here to tell you that they are. I ask again, where is it that these said representatives are getting their delegated authority from, if not from we the people? South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem publicly declared that she does not have the authority to lock down the state, also taking note that our religious freedoms were completely under attack. And as the virus rages and manufactured death tolls and virus statistics continue to skyrocket, say they, we then have Austin Mayer in early November, as health officials warned of an impending COVID-19 spike, Austin Mayer Stephen Adler hosted an outdoor wedding and reception with 20 guests for his daughter at a trendy hotel near downtown. The next morning, Adler and seven other wedding attendees boarded a private jet bound for Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, where they vacationed for a week at a family timeshare. One night into the trip, Adler addressed Austin residents in a Facebook video, "We need to stay home if you can. This is not the time to relax. We are going to be looking really closely. We may have to close things down if we are not careful.
And then we need to, you know, stay home if you can. This is not the time to relax."
And in spite of all these living out the truth of the matter and their hypocrisies and lying to the people, you have the Louisiana governor getting caught in his own deceptions while golfing and gathering with his friends. You know the rest of the story, friends. No mask, no social distancing. Then while they are being exposed like a bunch of good little devils that they are, in turn, they play the victims. Even going so far as to call them that call them out for who and what it is that they are. You know them that took their lessons from the likes of a Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's minister of propaganda, who said, "Accuse others of what you are guilty of." Well, you may say, that's a little extreme, Bradley. Yeah, I agree. But listen to Californian Mayor Rex Paris when he said, "Not wearing a mask in public is an act of domestic terrorism." Again, friends, pay attention as to who they are accusing of being terrorists. And of course, we have then CNN's own useful idiot Chris Cuomo smoking a cigar at a Long Island restaurant with friends and, of course, without a mask. This coming shortly thereafter, where Cuomo was calling it a propaganda move by the said president during that time for removing his mask at the People's White House. Now, in conclusion, this short video is really an expose.
Here we go.
Not just Roger Sherman, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, signer of the Constitution, stated, "I believe that there is only one living and true God, existing in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are revelation from God, that God did send his own Son to become a man, die in the room and stead of sinners, and thus to lay a foundation for the offer of pardon and salvation to all mankind, so all may be saved who are willing to accept the gospel offer." Roger also stated that sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Tell me five.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you guys are watching me on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, top left side of that page, afternoon show, morning show. To the right, that would be Tim Brown's morning show on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. I was just kind of chuckling a little bit here because somebody just posted up here, howdy, Sons of Liberty and my fellow terrorists. Well, you know what's funny about that is it's really not funny because it's really true. If you look at how the government is positioning itself against the American people, again, ask the DHS and the 72 definitions of what a domestic terrorist is. It's all aimed at you. So what he's saying is true, or what my friend online is saying on live chat right now, calling us terrorists. But I do want to make clear that you understand the definition of what a terrorist is. Terrorism, the original Oxford's dictionary definition of terrorism, is government by intimidation. And you do understand, American Christian patriots, not in that order, you do all understand that the British, the corrupt crown across the pond that wouldn't be ruled by God, was labeling your forefathers terrorists. So we're seeing that, folks, history in fact is repeating itself because people haven't learned from the history from the past. And it is obvious, friends, it's repeating itself today because we refuse to go back to Jeremiah 6:16. Well, anyways, with that said, I just wanted to throw that out there. Also wanted to say this, too. You know, one of the things I have during breaks, I'll highlight, like, Children of the Apostate, which is a book that there is none can dispute any of this information. And it's about as simple as it gets when the message from the Lord is prevention is better than cure. It was like, in a sense, Jeremiah going out there and trying to warn the people before the book of Lamentations was written. And I post it and I show people, listen, these are available. And then I show the front, the side, just to kind of show people how thick it is. And the back concerning, you know, letters of condemnation or commendation that we don't need, but we have them. And I just go on and I just show the people all these books. They're absolutely pertinent to the times, and it's the information we all need so that history doesn't repeat itself, because the Lord is showing mercy, right? And in the process of doing that, what is he saying? He's saying it's time for the church to get busy. And I got all these books that I post and I take the time to write. And yet, the orders fail to come in sometimes, friends. And again, I'm not living, we don't make any money off of any of this. Just so you know, this isn't Joel Olstein's church. This is information premised on, first of all, our testimony in Christ, Revelation 19:10, the Word of God, and it's simple to understand. So I want to make clear that my affiliates know that you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the store. Just want to let you know all orders will go out first thing in the morning. I'm not going to belabor this, friends, but I do want to let you know that that was specifically written for the people concerning my affiliations and my social media platform, friends. So again, I just want to make clear all orders will go out first thing in the morning as well. I do want to make sure that you understand that that's available. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go over to the store. Also, check out our schedule as well. Okay, I got that taken care of. I want to cover some things today, because what's happening, friends, is for those that aren't paying attention, and of course you're not going to hear this from Fox News, but you guys all know that Anthony Fauci, his statute of limitations, did you know that it just ran out? And shortly thereafter, just days after his statute of limitation, in other words, the people to hold him accountable for genocide in the millions across this earth in which we live, it expired. And now, for some reason or another, he's telling people to get masked up again. And my message to you is no. And it's not only no, and people, you need to learn to say no. My objective here is to tell you, not only say no, but hold him accountable. Because what's coming to pass here, right in front of your face again, friends, is what I told you a million times up to this point, that they're going to attack you again. They're constantly toying with the people. They're constantly assailing the people. And guess what, friends? They're at it again. They're at it again. Just like I told you. And again, common sense comes into play. And I go back to none other than Benjamin Franklin, who said, when you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. And again, I got to reiterate the point, how embarrassed I am when I look at those that people would call wolves. Little, scrawny, pipsqueak scoundrels attacking the people, and the people at large allow them to continuously attack them. So anyways, aside of that, also wanted to let you know, they got this new thing going on, the hantavirus, right? You guys all have heard of that, right? You know what that was all about? Simultaneously, well, they were pushing this hantavirus, and I'm going to give you the definition of that word in a moment. What you weren't paying attention to, friends, is yes, it's another distraction from the Epstein files, but more than that, Disney and their employees... it was reported not just one day, but 2 days in a row by Breitbart that there was 23 employees on the Disney ships that were busted for pedophilia. This is what this was a distraction, okay? Notice how you're hearing little to nothing about it again? Folks, these people play the American people like you're a piece on a board, literally. And they get away with it because the people in this country, with all due respect to the truth and all due respect to those that don't go along with it, I just want to say it this way. To those that do go along with it, you're just too simple. You're just too easy for these people to control. It really is true. And yet you complain the most. That's what's crazy about all of it, right? But let me go back to hantavirus. I want to give you the definition of this new virus they call hantavirus. Do you know what it means in Hebrew? In Israeli slang, hanta or chanta in Hebrew, it's a term meaning nonsense. It defines out to be, hantavirus does in Hebrew, a lie. You ready for this? Another definition. A scam. Oh, one more. Or something fake. So just think about it, friends. They're stealing your resources. They're warring against you with your resources. They're mocking you on a 24/7 basis, and they continuously do so. How could it be otherwise, right? Honestly, how could it be otherwise? We're going to take a quick break. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing. Sons of LibertyMedia.com. And we're going to get into some topics, and then we're going to get you back over to Mr. Fauci telling you to mask up. No. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Henry Knox, Revolutionary War General and Secretary of War, he said, "First, I think it proper to express my unshaken opinion of the immorality of my soul or mind, and to dedicate and devote the same to the supreme head of the universe, to that great and tremendous Jehovah, who created the universal frame of nature, worlds, and systems, and number infinite. To this awfully sublime being do I resign my spirit with unlimited confidence of his mercy and protection." Some say, well, who's Henry Knox? Well, Henry Knox famously referred to the cannons that he transported from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston in the winter of 1775 to 1776 as his noble train of artillery. Henry actually transported 59 artillery pieces, roughly 60 tons of cannons and mortars, 300 miles from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston to break the British siege. The reason for all this? Henry said, "We are fighting for our country, for our posterity. On the success of this campaign, the happiness or misery of millions may depend." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 281-845-4704. Boy, you know, yesterday I think was the second show in 25 years of national radio I actually missed the intro. Hey, folks, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, friends. 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5. The list goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. Let's get to this. I want to detail some things before we get over to Mr. Fauci, who has not been held accountable by all these congressional hearings and all these fundraisers by lying politicians, the best that you've been delivered. We call them a great American appeasers. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes here. Wanted to let you know, and I want to ask you a question here. So I have in front of me on social media platforms a man who is a sodomite. The Lord calls him an abomination. Okay, Leviticus 18, 22, 20, 13. Go over to Romans 1, 26 to the end of the chapter, Jude 1, 7, 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and the list goes on. Who are these men going after? We have a Kansas City area teacher, LGBTQ advocate. He pleads guilty to child porn. Now, how many times do you need to see this before you figure out what it's all about? Their slogan in gay pride parades is sex before eight, before it's too late. No joke. It's not a joke at all. Who are they constantly laying on, friends? Literally. Who are they constantly attacking? Children. I mean, you've seen that with these men dressed as women going into libraries where 5 or 10 people show up and the mainstream media blows it up like it's normal and everybody loves it. See what happens when the Lord said, if you allow the leaven in the lump, this is what's going to happen. You're going to leave in the whole lump, and that means wicked doctrines or wicked actors. That's why he said to what? He said to get rid of, and he said to purge the leaven from the lump, not the other way around. America, you got it backwards. Do you know what lawlessness breeds, friends? Question, what does it breed? A lack of justice coming from the American people concerning criminals. What does it breed? It breeds more criminals. And what's happening here, friends? Remember these that I'm highlighting right now, namely the sodomites that I warned you about 20 years ago? And the mainstream media came out attacking me for everything but the truth? No, 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 friends. They're attacking the law that exposes their crime because they don't want you to know that their objective is the children. I told my wife the other day, I said, isn't it interesting that these people do what they do? And we see this almost on a daily basis, just like I said it was going to come to pass. And I'm not trying to play a prophet. I'm just telling you common sense comes into play when you open the gate for these people to come through. It was the kids. It's the objective is the kids, period. Okay? And it always has been. And you know it to be true. But as I went out there and I stood all by myself, literally, me and the Lord, which is always in the majority, and I was attacked by MSNBC, not once, but twice. I was attacked by CNN. I was attacked by major networks from across the country. Now, isn't that interesting? They would attack somebody like me that was there making reference to the law that condemns the crimes of what they were advocating for. This is what I'm telling you Americans as accomplices that allow this to go on. How many more of these cases need to come to the light on a daily basis before you finally figure out it's aimed at the kids? Now, you guys all remember Kevin Jennings, right? He was Barack Hussein Obama, who's also a sodomite and who's also a foreigner. Isn't it interesting that when he appointed him as a school, a safe school czar, which was completely unconstitutional because it didn't have the approval of the Senate? But they appointed them anyways because they knew that the people weren't going to do anything to him, right? So he appoints Kevin Jennings. Kevin Jennings, guess who his hero was? He was the icon named Harry Hay from an organization called North American Man Boy Love Association. Did you know that Kevin Jennings actually wrote a foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary? Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is years ago, friends. This isn't brand new information, okay? And then remember they sicked the homosexuals, the sodomites, on everybody that dared speak out against them. And then, again, I want you to pay attention in the present. Now the Muslims are behind them. We're not talking about the sodomites anymore. Now we're talking about the Muslims that are doing exactly methodically what the sodomites did. What did they do? They played the victim. What are they the victim of? I'm curious. 281-845-4704. What are the sodomites the victims of? When the Lord said it's felonious activity. Look at your state statute. Why is it felonious activity, friends? Why does the Lord call these individuals abominations? Going back to the conversation I had with my wife, these people feed the monster. You don't think about stuff like this unless you feed it. When I was in the rock and roll world, I never honestly, friends, before God, I didn't even know that there was such thing as grown-ups preying on little kids. No joke. I couldn't even define what a pedophile was. But now it's the norm. I knew what a sodomite was, but it was unspeakable in the circles that I'm in. And by the way, it's unspeakable in the majority of all of our circles. Then I ask, why is it that you tolerate them in any sense of the word, all the while knowing what they're constantly targeting? I told my wife, I said, these people didn't just become gay. They can't say that, well, I was born gay. That's like someone that goes about and murders who he wills at will. He says to the judge, well, I was born this way. Or what about the liar who can't tell the truth? These are all transgressions of the law, 1 John 3:4. But he stands in front of the judge and says, I'm sorry, I committed perjury. I was born this way. Or what about someone that's an infidel, not faithful to their husband or their wife? Is that acceptable? Absolutely not. Why? Because the law of God condemns all of it. That's how we know it's in making distinction between that which is right and that which is wrong. They weren't born that way. They took it on, and P.S., here's the message for all of us. To those that want to excuse their lawless behavior, that includes every one of us on this planet. The message is you must be born again, period. That applies to all of us. Nobody gets a special pass here, friends. You weren't born that way. You made the choice. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life. Deuteronomy 30:19. What about Romans 6:16? What does it say? What does it say, folks? It says the exact same thing. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? No, they want to give it a pass saying that they can't help themselves. They can't help themselves, friends, when it comes to doing the right thing, but they can help themselves when it comes to doing the wrong thing. That is inexcusable. And when you give it a pass, what you're doing, friends, is you are making sure that the ship goes haywire. What you have just done is undone the foundation of what's right and wrong. Therefore, you now give yourself over to a government that acts arbitrarily. What is your said representative government advocating for today, friends? This sort of behavior that God condemns. You know, furthermore, one might want to ask the question, how is it that judges are advocating that which the law condemns? Yeah, that's a good question. It makes them just as much criminals as the ones that they set themselves up to judge. It doesn't make any sense. It's their job to discover the law and apply the law, period. Folks, what I'm going to do on the other side is I'm going to come back and I want to show you what's going on concerning AI. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but you can ask AI certain things and it will come back and spit the truth back at you that the government doesn't want you to hear. I'm going to go ahead and take our friend Bob from Texas. Bob, you got about a minute here. It's all yours, my friend.
Hey, Bradley, man, you're right on target, especially with the AI thing. My original question was, is there a statute of limitations on genocide?
No.
And then I looked at the mayor, Austin Mayor Adler's daughter, and if he married someone other than a U.S. citizen. And I can't tell you how many times AI comes back. I can't answer that.
Yeah.
Because I have to be respectful, compliant, and ethical.
Yep. It's controlling, it's attempting to bridle and control your behavior. And people don't realize the media's been doing this for a long time. And they're blatantly telling you what they mean to do.
And before the mayor's daughter's husband, I was looking at the U.S. quarter and...
Got about 5 seconds, Bob.
In God We Trust.
Yep.
And why it was put there, and it was another AI failure.
Yep. Yep. I'm with you, guy. Thank you for holding on. I did not mean to drop that on you so quick. It is what it is. Fastest hour on national radio. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. If you feel like you need a shot of good old-fashioned patriotism today, get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
The second commandment in Exodus 20 tells us to beware of creating a god in our own image. A god, for example, all mercy, no justice, all love, no wrath, all grace, no judgment, all accepting, no rejecting, all heaven, no hell. Folks, this is not the God of the Bible. I speak to the Christians, food for thought. If you don't experience persecution, it may be because the world can't tell whose side you're on. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. It looks like the state of Minnesota is getting its fighting spirit back up. And the reason I'm saying that is because cities across the state are unanimously, taking down their Muslim flags that the state tried to force up, and they're putting the old ones back up. And they should have never took them down. That's just me. And apparently they're beginning to come to the same realization that I did, even from the offset. And anyways, 281-845-4704. I want to highlight something here. Here's an individual asking AI a question about what's being sprayed down on the people. Listen to this.
Times that the U.S. government sprayed the people like bugs.
Here are five other big ones, quick and basic. Operation LAC, 1957 to 58. they dump tons of fluorescent zinc cadmium sulfide particles from planes over huge chunks of the Midwest, from South Dakota all the way to Minnesota. Particles traveled over 1,200 miles. It was to test how far a biological agent could spread across a whole region. St. Louis tests, 1950s and 60s.
You listening to this, people? The same zinc this is your government. Sulfide stuff from your representative rooftops, government.
Cars, and planes over poor neighborhoods, especially Pruitt-Igoe. They picked it because it looked like a Soviet city. Folks there later raised health concerns. New York City subway test, 1966. Scientists smashed light bulbs full of bacteria on the tracks. The train's wind spread it through the whole subway system to see how an attack would travel underground. Operation Big Buzz, 1965.
This is how sick the people are that you allow yellow to
fever
remain.
Mosquitoes from planes over a black neighborhood in Savannah, Georgia. They wanted to know if bugs could survive being dropped from the air and then bite people. Minneapolis tests, 1953. They released bacteria from rooftops and moving cars in the city to test how it spreads in an urban environment. All part of that same 239 test program from 1949
Can't
to
make it up, people.
They mostly used what they
Who
thought
are they out to get?
Stand-ins.
Are using you like a bunch
I don't
of
believe.
Folks, they're using you like a bunch of guinea pigs.
A lot of people don't understand.
Did you hear what I said? A bunch of guinea pigs. Let me show you, even to further solidify this. Folks, again, listen, what they do is so unthinkable. That's why they do it, because they don't want you to look at them as if to suggest that they would be responsible for doing the unthinkable. But on the other side of that, I want you to listen carefully. That's why they do it. That's how they get away with it, because you would never believe that they would do it in a million years. Okay, I got another one here for you. Let's take it. It's just, again, to reinforce what I just said here. And this is a said senator. And, again, listen carefully as to what he has to say here.
Reavers just did should concern every Wisconsinite. He signed two executive orders to begin releasing prisoners early. He calls it commutation. I call it a threat to public safety. His order opens the door for convicted criminals to apply to have their sentences reduced or eliminated entirely. And here's the part that should stop you cold. Murderers are included. Under Governor Evers' executive order,
this is
a
Wisconsin.
Person convicted of murder can apply to get out of prison early.
So just
now,
just,
the governor wisely left out exemptions for child predators and sex offenders, but he left the door wide open for killers.
What I'm just kind of curious. I mean, like, is that a good thing here, Senator? Like, because he didn't name kids and predators? Like, is the killer just going to stay away from the kids and the as ones to prey upon because the governor omitted it from his unconstitutional criminal executive order? I mean, folks, this is ridiculous. But I want to tell you something. What Senator Corey Tomsak from Wisconsin is sharing with you, this has been going on for a long time. And what am I talking about? Again, we need to understand that they've been releasing prisoners from prison populations back onto the streets in the tens of thousands. Here, let me give you an example really quick. As of February 2026, California Governor Gavin Newsom, repeat criminal, has faced intense scrutiny from federal officials over the release of inmates from state prisons, just like you heard this one from Wisconsin, specifically regarding illegal criminals. They claimed that 33,000 criminal illegal aliens were being released back onto the street, and the state argues it adheres to the law by transferring thousands to federal immigration custody, ICE. Nope, see what's happening? You're allowing the people to take care of the problem that are actually responsible for creating the problem to continuously further the problem. And what they're doing is they're jeopardizing the public safety. This is your governor's friends. And then to suggest that ICE, the unconstitutional agency, is going to come into play and then they're going to take these illegals, what are they telling you? Well, any honest said ICE agent, he's going to tell you that, listen, they're just releasing them back onto the streets again. We know that Barack Obama did the same thing. We know that they did this. By the way, for those that didn't know, Donald Trump was granting clemency before the end of his last criminal tenure. He granted over 144 felons clemency before he left office. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Cross-check everything I'm telling you because I know it to be true. But again, I guess that's how you make America great again. Here in Minneapolis right now, folks, we have a sheriff that slams Tim Walz. Tim Walz, the one that's responsible for up to $30 billion of fraud, who's continuously attacking the people of the state again because the people didn't bring him to justice, him and Keith Ellison. What's interesting to note, friends, is that Walz released redacted documents in the fraud probe. Do you understand? It was completely redacted. So I guess it's the day for the criminals to go ahead and do whatever they want to do because they know the people are not going to hold them responsible. Now, I want to highlight that onto what I'm highlighting here. We have a local sheriff slamming Walz, which you can slam him all that he wants to. I don't care about slamming. I care that he's brought to justice. And he talks about Keith Ellison, who is also a part of the cover-up concerning this $30 billion fraud, for freeing convicted murderer. And we have this local sheriff coming out and saying they didn't care about the truth. Americans, do you not understand what you're doing? Do you not understand inaction? Do you not understand that this is going on because they, again, I'm not saying this, I'm not advocating for this. I just care about the people in this country enough to tell them, do you not see what you are advocating for through your apathy and tolerance? These criminals, once you let them off, they just turn around and they attack again and again and again and again. Do you know what Walz did right after this? Remember all these said appeasers, all the good guys in D.C. said that they needed to go to prison? They needed to go to jail? No, they're guilty of treason. No, let me say this and let me say it clearly so you all understand. They should all be hanging from a rope. It's treason, Article 3, Section 3. Look at federal code. What's the consequence? Death. It's death. You can keep playing it down and act like you're doing everybody a favor, and you can call it mercy all that you want. I call it absolute biblical illiteracy because what you're doing is you're showing mercy to those that are not repentant for their crimes. And what I am saying, friends, was when Walz realized that the government, the federal government, was not going to hold him accountable, and I knew that they weren't going to do it because I was watching the characteristics, the attitudes, and the responses of these criminals in the state of Minnesota concerning Donald Trump, and we've all seen Trump talk big, and he does nothing but the opposite over and over and over again. But what's interesting, friends, the first thing he did is he went after the people's guns. And I'm here to tell you there's people in the state now that are beginning to speak the language of our forefathers and saying, I'm not obeying none of this. This is all completely way outside of their scope of authority, but it shows you his intent to try to disarm anybody that would stand up against him. That's why you do not disarm people. I'll say it again. I'll say it to a federal judge. I'll say it to a state judge. That's why you do not disarm. Okay? We're not asking you if we can be armed. I mean, I am tired of this said government attacking law-abiding gun owners for the crimes of the guilty over and over, just like a bunch of good little communists that the rest of you tolerate. And why, I don't know. But let me say this. We have a sheriff slamming Walz and Ellison for freeing convicted murderer. I want to tell you this, friends, for all of not only the illegals that have been lured in by Walz and Ellison, do you realize that for every crime committed by an illegal that they lured in, do you know that they are personally to be held responsible for the crime? Did you know that? So when we see this, if people take the time to read the law and hold them accountable for the crimes, and if a crime is to be committed by the one that they just released here in the state of Minnesota, Ellison is to be held responsible, and so is Walz. And I want to say this before the next break. Folks, you're commanded. There's no suggestions at all in making this point. You are commanded by the Lord to stand firm. You are commanded by the Lord to be steadfast. That means fixed in direction, going against the grain. That's why the Lord called it a plow. To he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Listen to me, or heaven. If you're not going against the grain, it's because you're still dead in your sin. You haven't repented of your sin, because to go against the grain is the fruits of repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. You do need to understand that. Furthermore, it's also the power of God unto salvation. Ask King David, who trusted in the Lord, who was hunted down by the very people that he was honoring. How did it fare well for those that dared lay a hand on the anointed of God? It didn't, did it? Same thing with Moses. Same thing with any one of them. And it still remains today. But I do want you to hear this. You're not commanded by the Lord to stand firm. You're commanded by the Lord not to stand still. You're called and commanded by the Lord to stand against. Because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We are supposed to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death."
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Speaking of treason, I want you to see this really quick. I think I brought it up in passing yesterday, but we have none other than Eileen Wang. Eileen Wang is her name. She is a mayor from Arcadia, California. She just pleaded guilty to acting as a foreign agent on behalf of the Chinese. I also want you to know, Americans, you have over 8 million Chinese nationalists here in this country. And I highlighted the other day that they were not required notice the words, which is not law, they were not required to get the shot. Okay? So they're preserving those individuals as well as the illegals that have been lured into this country. They're preserving them, friends. Didn't apply to them. It only applied to the white man, Goyim. Okay? No joke. Also wanted to go back, and I want you to listen carefully to this, because again, when you look at treason, 18 USC, cross-check what I'm telling you. I want you to be educated. 18 USC at 2381 is the code. It's federal law. The punishment for treason is severe, ranging from a minimum of 5 years, depending upon their involvement, in prison, which is not scriptural, a $10,000 fine to life imprisonment, or you ready for this, or death. When you look at death, the death penalty, while death is a possible penalty, federal law also allows for imprisonment of not less than 5 years and fines of no less than $10,000, though imprisonment is more common. I'm just curious, how do you rehabilitate someone that commits treason? What was the lesson the Lord told us and taught us to learn? We should avail to the lesson, to the lessons that he taught us. What were they, friends? What did Judas do? He betrayed him. At the end of the day, what did Judas do? He went and hung himself. His guts came out. The Bible says his innards gushed out. He committed suicide. Okay? You know, when I said scripturally, did you know that you're not going to find in scripture where the Lord established prisons? Nope, that's man-made. Did you know that? Prison is man-made. It's a moneymaker. I'm not going down that road right now, but I just want to let you know that's what it's all about. You again, Americans, have become the darkness rather than the light that the forefathers established by the hand of God and the grace of God. You have the highest incarceration rate in the world. Why is that? Because you have injustices doing what? Well, soft judges produce hardened criminals. They're slapping them on the hands. They're encouraging them through the outlets to commit more crimes, and they go out and do it again. That's why you have a 74% recidivism rate. That's a fact. They're not afraid because there's no consequence. How do you breed criminals? Don't enforce the law. Let me say it again. How do you breed criminals? Don't enforce the law. Just like this right here. Dr. Fauci, folks, he is guilty of genocide. Remember, this is the guy that was allegedly grilled by Rand Paul, who raised how much money on top of the $174,400 that he was already making? Remember, Rand Paul kept telling you, I caught him in a lie, and he kept raising money, and more money on top of his income, right? He didn't need more money. He just needed to do his job, because if he caught him lying, that's a transgression of the law. But he didn't do that. He had to go out and raise more money. And then we found out that Mr. Rand Paul, his wife was actually going out and about behind the backs of Rand, playing the good guy in front of the American people, while his wife was going out and buying stock in pharmaceutical drugs. Did you know that? I just want to make clear you understand. Okay, so now going fast forward, May 12th was just yesterday. Now we're finding that his expiration on the statute of limitations expired. It expired. What does he do just a couple days later? He attacks the people again. Do you see this? The Bible says evil men understand not judgment. The Bible says in Proverbs 28, it says, those that forsake God's moral law, they praise the wicked. Well, guess what, friends? The wicked are coming after you again because you fail to uphold his government, God's government. He's going to enforce it one way or another. The Lord will. But I'm just saying, on your behalf, you call yourself Christians, then keep his commandments. Because if you don't, the Bible says clearly you're a liar and the truth isn't in you. But look at this. Dr. Fauci, listen carefully. He demands the return of masks and social distancing to stop the spread of hantavirus. Now, for those that didn't hear me right off the bat during the beginning of the show, I do want you to understand that the hantavirus, as they call it, it's all nonsense. It's another conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. But do you all know that hanta, derived from hantavirus in Hebrews, you know what the word means? It means nonsense, literally. It means a lie. It means a scam or something fake. See, folks, they're controlling the American people by these little madmen. Fauci, Bill Gates, the CDC, Donald Trump, the administration, the pharmaceutical companies, the WEF, the NIH. Folks, the list goes on. This isn't about justice. This is about keeping the people in line. That's what this is all about. Anthony Fauci, he can go and he can go and take himself and put himself up on a bridge and jump, or the highest of buildings and jump before this ever happens again, folks. Because this is the kind of nonsense that I told you and forewarned would come again, because I seen the cycle of this. Folks, remember in the 60s we had Vietnam? Remember we had an energy crisis in the 70s? Remember AIDS, the war in Lebanon, Grenada, Libya in the 1980s? Do you remember the war in Panama, Gulf War, Somalia Civil War, Bosnian War, illegal drug wars in the 1990s? Do you remember all this? This is all the fear the government was pushing. Do you remember in the 2000s, the Afghan War, the Iraq War, the Syrian War? All wars on the behalf of the Zionist and modern-day Rothschild Israel? Do you remember Y2K was going to destroy all of us? Do you remember 2001 was the anthrax that was going to kill us? 2002, West Nile virus was going to kill us. 2003, SARS was going to kill us. 2005, the bird flu was going to kill us. Ebola in 2006 was going to kill us all. Remember this? This is all the narrative coming from the same people that did it back then that are doing it today. 2008, financial collapse going to destroy all of us. 2009, the swine flu is going to kill all of us. Remember? The 2012, the Mayan calendar predicts the end of the world. Yep, and all the heretics and those that call themselves Christians, the heretics, I said, not Christians. Nobody rebuked them more than Christ, right? They're not Christians. They can call themselves Christians, but they're not. Remember, Satan himself transforms himself and his ministers as the angels of light. Judge them by their fruit. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. Do you guys all remember in 2013, North Korea was going to cause World War III? Nope, they're going to create it. And if they want a war, send them. 2014, the Ebola virus. Remember that was going to kill us? And then in 2015, ISIS was going to kill us. That's a creation of the CIA, the M15, and the Mossad. Remember 2016, the Zika virus was going to kill us. Remember 2020, the coronavirus was going to kill us. And now they're doing it again. And let me end the show with this by none other than General Douglas MacArthur, when he said back in 1957, our government, he said, the reflection of what we tolerate has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. We better do this or else, right? Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we didn't blindly rally behind it. That was the warning, friends. Have you learned the lesson yet? You know, this all stops what I'm highlighting right now. Fauci demands. Fauci can go fly a kite. As a matter of fact, I told our morning show host this morning, I'm surprised these individuals, these mass murderers, I'm surprised they're still walking around, people. I honestly am. Well, all the people that they're responsible for murdering, by the way, their own admission, they actually come to the light and they tell the people, yep, this is what it was about. They're not afraid of any recourse. I ask the people, the good people in government, how is it that you haven't prosecuted these devils? Do you think that doesn't apply to you and your children? Do you not understand that you're adding more strength to these individuals to attack you and your posterity? and maybe even the posterity that you have yet to see or yet to be born. Man, I remember John Adams, and I end with this, the second president of the United States said the whole reason they sacrificed everything they did at the founding of this country in which we have 250 years later, he said it was because of the children that were born and unborn. How about we learn the lesson and stand up and love on one another the way that we're commanded to, which is a fulfilling of God's law, Matthew 22,